Here we go.
Great.
We're off to the races.
Ooh. Okay. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Ghost to Show You. I'm Lynn.
Oh, hi, I'm Emily.
Hi, long-lost listeners.
Mm-hmm. We found you.
Us. We found you. You found us. We're together once more. It's the slacker co-host you know and love of your favorite spooky ghost podcast.
That's right. Yeah. Emily and Lillian.
It's us. We're here for you.
We clawed our way back into your hearts and your phones.
From the grave. So we wanted to do yet another check-in.
Because honestly, at this time in history, in the year 2021, it's important to check in with your friends.
So true.
And to hold ourselves accountable.
Yes. To look and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And learn.
Free our natural voices. So.
Yes.
So last time we checked in, we were like, okay, here's the plan. Okay. And as we all know, sometimes plans change. And so what we said at the time was that we had this episode that we were editing and that was going to be our season finale. But surprise, no, the plan has changed.
Here's the twist. That's not happening.
Yeah. It's not happening. You know, we're, again, improvising, flying by the seat of our pants, you know.
Yeah, look, everybody, here's the deal. We're just two gals trying our best in this crazy world. There is a pandemic. I'm going to school. We don't live in the same house together. You know, shit happens.
Not yet.
We're, you know, that's true. We might be doing a real world ghost hunters situation where we get all the ghost hunters in the country together and we kind of duke it out. Sounds fun, right? That's a free idea. That's a million dollar idea.
But I don't want to participate personally in that idea, but someone should buy it from.
But we can produce it. So, anyways, so we are still working on all of this stuff for you all, and we are excited about it, and we have a lot of really cool stuff. It's just the schedules just kind of shifted a little bit. So the idea is that we're still doing a new season with multiple investigative episodes of us going to fun places. And some other fun goodies for you all, but that will be in the fall. So, just kind of pushed a few months. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the deal. Hopefully you all aren't mad and have ripped off your headphones, during this episode and thrown them in the garbage and say,
yeah, hopefully
I
you
hate
haven't
those two girls
veered off the road in a fit of rage because you thought this was going to be a different episode.
Well, we're really sorry about the car crash that you're in, but, you know, it's what can we do about it?
I mean, what can we do now? It's done. You've already
crashed.
What's
done is done. And just we hope that you tune back in the fall, that you get your neck brace off and that you listen back in.
Yes, but just know that we have been in the field. you know, we are in the process of doing the episodes right now. We're just trying to do it professionally. So again, sorry we lied. That's a whoopsie daisy on our part.
Mm-hmm.
But there is some exciting news that could keep you closer to Ghost to Show You in the interim, which is that we are making merch.
Yes.
We're making a long sleeve t-shirt, and it was designed by an incredible artist. Her name is Alex Garner. And we will be dropping that t-shirt design when we drop this episode. And I think you're really going to like it because it's fucking sick.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool. And even if you don't even like this podcast, I think you're going to like the shirt.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, we planned it that way.
Yeah. If you hate us, you're still going to love the shirt, which is kind of the whole, it's the reason we started the podcast was to make shirts. We're in the shirt business. So
yeah, we were playing a long way, kind of a long con.
Yeah. So,
but it was always shirts.
It always shirts.
The ghosts we had to show you were shirts the whole time.
Yes, exactly. But it's really, really cool. And I can't wait to wear one myself, even though I have so much of my own merch at this point. But you know what? This one's just, it's so good. I have to get one.
It's pretty above and beyond. So yeah, you'll be seeing that. And when we post the Instagram for this episode, when we post about it on Instagram. We will post instructions as to how you can purchase the shirt.
Yes.
So keep your eyes peeled for that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And now here is a loosey-goosey ghost episode for you. Now that we've gotten all the business out of the way.
Yes. I feel like you all like this, right? We got good feedback about the last one we did, just the two of us gals yapping, you know? So it's
I think so.
It's the next best thing to us being drunk in a hotel.
Yeah.
is us being dead sober over Zoom.
Well, I mean, I have a margarita.
Okay, so I'm working at a, what's it called? Disadvantage?
Deficit.
Okay, so right now in the United States...
Ooh.
It's June. It may be June other places, but in the United
especially here,
it's June. But what I mean more is that the season of summer mm-hmm. is in the United States. For many of us who live here, it means just a different vibe, right?
It means a lot of sweatiness, some chafing, yeah. perhaps.
Some hostility.
Oh, yeah.
From me specifically.
Summer anger. just bubbling off of Lillian.
Really hate the summer and being hot. And I also hate that it doesn't make me feel in the spooky mood, which is my favorite mood to be in. You know, mm-hmm. it takes mm-hmm. me out of it. I'm like, pina coladas, it's not scary to me. No. You know what I mean?
I mean, until you see the calorie count and then.
Exactly. That cream of coconut. Ooh,
doggy.
Getcha.
Oh, yeah.
Getcha. Mm-hmm. So. I was thinking, hey, what are some ways that when I'm not feeling spooky during this season, I can feel more connected, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we can kind of talk about, I don't know, if you think these are good ideas. Well, one, you know what the spookiest thing about summer is that I fucking forgot about is like, campfire stories.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So spooky and fun.
Yeah, you get a flashlight, you hold it under your chin, you tell some good stories.
Sure. And then here's the thing, you know why, is because I didn't go to summer camp, so I forgot that's...
Did you not?
No, yeah, I...
Were you a latchkey kid?
Well, yes, obviously. But I also was an indoor kid, and I was like, you know what, I'm not trying to go swim in a lake with people I don't know. I'm not trying to do that. I want to stay inside and, like, draw or whatever.
Oh, my God. You know what I mean? I'm very jealous of that childhood because I was not a latchkey kid and I was an outdoor kid, but it wasn't by choice. I think I would have chosen probably to be both of those things, but my parents were like, no, you're not going to be home even though we're both working all the time. You're going to be out at summer camp in summer programs. There's not going to be a second of your day that is just Damn. Yours to have inside the house alone.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I went to, like, some day camps, like, dumb day camps where you, like, did science and, like, then, like, drama theater day camps. But I mean, like, I didn't go to, like, a sleepaway.
Yeah, no, I did that.
Classic. And see, I think it was a missed up. I think my parents should have said, I mean, they probably didn't have the money. But if they had, they should have said, why don't you go? It's good for you, I think. You know? Unless you're a kid who gets bullied. I don't know.
Yeah. There's some good socialization, I think, that happens in general when you're forced yeah. to not have your parents as a safety net and sure. you're just like thrown to the wolves. I mean, I had a counselor that was such a bitch to me and like embarrassed me in front of a...
No.
Actually, no. I mean, trauma happened to me. yeah. There Process was a counselor it. Who was supposed to be my... I don't know why I'm going... Anyway, I just remembered this. Her name was Tatiana and I thought it was funny to call her Titiana, but she did not... think that. And then one time I had to leave the like group, I don't know if it was a fire or like some like group meeting of all the cabins because I had to shit. And she was like sitting near like cute boy counselors and she was like, no, you can't. Like, why are you trying to leave? And I was like, please, can I just, because I had to poop. Yeah. And she wouldn't let me go. And then she was like really mean to me in front of all the boy counselors. Anyway, I hope she's burning in hell now.
Well, Emily, it kind of sounds like you started it with her Titiana, which is very funny, but not appropriate.
Okay, well, so. I know that now. I would say okay. I was probably 12 years old at the time. I think she should have been the bigger person also.
Well, look,
she had giant
knockers.
I've
been a camp counselor. It's no picnic, okay?
I have also been a camp counselor at ice hockey camp for boys. So I got mine.
Weird. Okay. Well, anyways, okay. If you're not 12, And I hope you're not if you're listening to this podcast. But if you are older than 12 years old and you don't have the option to go to sleepaway camp, could be fun to do a little makeshift thing with you and your friends. I don't know. You got a backyard. You got a fire pit. Could be a lot of fun. Or you could go, if got, you know, maybe you're going on vacation if you're one of the lucky ones, you know.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Could be fun. I don't like camping myself, but those who do a spooky fire.
Yeah, I love that idea. I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. I wish I had some really good campfire stories. I don't.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing to have in your little bat and your little, you know.
Bag of tricks.
I did remember, it shot into my brain, much like your Titiana story. shot into my brain that the tale of Tally Po, which is a uniquely Southern scary tale around the campfire. But please, I won't go into it too much. But well, it's basically like from Appalachia. So it's like there's a hunter. He goes hunting in the forest. He sees something and rustle around. He shoots at it. It's a strange animal. He shot off the tail of this creature, and he cooks the tail. And then this creature keeps coming back for him and saying, like, "Where's my tally po? Where's my tally po?" And tries to, like, you know, get it back from him. And I think some stories ends up killing him, and he has got a bunch of hunting dogs, and it's a whole thing. But it's like a scary kind of like creature from another
world. And they're
world.
Like, sometimes you can hear the creature calling for his tally po now. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But if you're in the Southern U.S., let me know if you've heard of tally po.
Yeah, please drop a comment in the comments somewhere. There are comments somewhere you can find them.
Also, not ghost related, but, you know, adjacent. I feel that the world of UFOs is ghost to show you adjacent.
Yes.
I think that I think we've all heard by now that 2020, at least, huge rise in UFO sightings.
I didn't know that.
And I won't go into it because I'm not sure how I feel about it and I haven't done enough research, but, you know, there's all this UFO stuff going on with the government. And
yes, I am aware of that. They keep declassifying UFO videos or whatever.
Something fishy is, and I don't know what's going on.
We have goes to show it. You, we don't trust the government, and I'm sure there's a strategic reason that they are now declassifying these supposed videos.
Sure.
I'm not sure what it is, but it's sinister. I'm sure that it is sinister. Yeah.
I need to get on what's going on. But I also
call some of our contacts over at the old Pentagon.
Absolutely.
Get them on the horn.
I'm going to get on a train to DC in my trench coat. But I kind of feel like I kind of feel like summer is a little more UFO season to me. People are out looking up at the sky, perhaps camping after your scary summer campfire.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, this is their veritable, like, feeding season, you know, when the...
is that true?
Okay. It's true. Yeah, this is the aliens feeding season because more people, statistically, more people are outside during the summertime. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're outside, they're drunk, they're enjoying a barbecue, and then oopsie daisy, where did Uncle Davis go? You know, he probably drove home drunk, but maybe, you know, who knows, there's time missing.
Nobody knows. Is it because you had too many, you know, whiskey smashes, or...
Right, or...
Is something else going on?
Could be something else.
Yes. Crazy things happen.
Every day.
During the summertime. I mean, crazy things happen every single day. You know, people, I guess in the summer, more murders happen and people drown more, which is, you know, scary too. But
definitely more ghost origin stories.
Sure.
Happening in the summertime, which is definitely
legends.
Something to consider.
It's true. Yeah. Yes. Actually, yes. And like more, I bet you more of those, like, you know, the teen car crashes.
Oh,
stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Definitely teen car crashes. And I'm also just imagining, you know, like Friday the 13th. It's
yes,
like,
exactly.
Oh, hot. Because everybody knows that if you have sex, then something paranormal, a negative paranormal event will befall you.
Sure.
And that's all happening in the summertime. That's not happening in the wintertime. The teens
so
are locked up tight in their beds in the winter, and they're out you know, just fucking in the summer.
I mean, I know what you did last summer. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. It's all there. So yeah, we have the ability to get into the spooky vibe. We just kind of have to make a little extra effort because it's not out there for us, you know, quite as readily.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're in your house, you could say Google murders that happen in the summertime, murders happening in California. It's, creepy shit is happening in warm weather all the time.
You know, I mean, think about New Orleans and the global South. Lots of crazy stuff. Lots of spooky stuff going on, you know, all the time. Yeah. And it's always hot. So
it's always hot and steamy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Son of Sam, you know, summertime.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You can watch that terrible movie that just came out.
Oh, that's right.
Documentary. It's very bad.
I didn't see it.
Don't worry about it. It's bad. but anyways, Emily, you have something that's sort of to talk about more specifically. That's spooky summer adjacent.
No, absolutely. Especially speaking of spooky or, you know, shitty movies. I just watched the new Conjuring movie. The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. And it's based on...
Mm-hmm.
A murder that took place in 1981. It was the trial of Arnie Cheyenne Johnson. And basically, this dude killed his landlord. And, yes, and the Warrens got involved, as they are wont to do. You know, so there's the actual story, the trial of Arnie Johnson, which I mean, did a very cursory read-through of this Wikipedia page. And, I just watched The Conjuring movie and also read there's a batshit interview with Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga. I don't know how you pronounce that, about the movie. So, I mean, every little inch of this movie and the story is fraught, I guess I would say. So Arnie Johnson stabbed his landlord and killed him like 4 or 5 times, stabbed him.
We've all wanted to do that. Yeah,
sure. And then he was found walking on the highway covered in blood. And he was like, oh, I killed my landlord and the devil made me do it. Mm. And then like pretty immediately it seems. And by the way, I might get some of this wrong, but you don't come here for just like whatever.
Yeah, this isn't a true crime podcast.
No. No shade. Anyway, he was found covered in blood and he was like, the devil made me do it. And then the Warrens jumped in and they were like, oh, this was demonic possession 100%. And by the way, there's a movie in the works. And by the way, there's a book coming because as we know, the Warrens, are full of shit and, exploitative of people with mental illness and
were straight up committing crimes of their own with fucking, yeah. That underage girl who was like that child who Ed Warren was straight up just like raping in their house all the time. Sorry, trigger warning, but yes. Nightmare. Anyways, yeah, so that's really funny. I did not know it was about that case because I know about that vaguely. That is so twisted that's the oh my god, this world. Okay,
yeah, so interesting. First is this case, and you can read more about it. And like I said, I only did a very, very cursory reading, but it seems like bullshit. It's like, obviously. Oh, I just happened to be possessed when I got into this altercation that came out of a fight. It seems like pretty clear cut, like, oh, you were in a fight and then you stabbed him. So yeah, this dude served 5 years in prison. So then I watched the movie just now and it is not a good movie, as you can imagine. It follows this story very loosely. It seems to be a demon that causes this young man to have perpetually greasy hair. I don't know if that's a side effect of demonic possession.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Warrens are like, no, he was possessed by a demon and we can prove it. And then there's some other missing girl case and the police officer is like, okay, Warrens, if you really are psychic, like, prove it to me. Like, which one of these was the murder weapon for this other case? And then... you know, I guess the implication is that Lorraine picked the right one and everybody's like, oh shit, she is psychic. Okay, I guess she can help with this case.
That's
funny. And the lawyer too for the guy who committed the murder is just like, you're gonna have to prove demonic possession in court. And they're like, well, we don't know if we can do like like, just give us a chance, you know? And I'm like, what? This is a fucking criminal case. You're going to give the Warrens a chance to prove demonic possession in court. I mean,
honestly, they could probably solve it easier than any old cop on the job, you know?
Right. But anyways. It's certainly possible. but the movie is just very silly and bad. There's like a fun jump scare, but yeah, then, I mean, there's this whole backstory about like, there's some woman Satanist who like is, I don't know, out to get the guy who killed the guy and this other, whatever. I don't know. It's like, it's bad. It's a bad movie.
Sounds bad.
It seems pretty high budget though. So that's something.
See, people are thirsty for summer scares, not knowing they could just listen to this podcast and not go see The Devil.
That's right.
Do it.
Yeah. That's right. For free.
Yeah. Yeah. For free.
You don't have to subscribe to HBO Max.
Oh, God. No. For this? No. So you sent me an interview at, what is it? Up Rocks. Noted, journalism. Standard Up Rocks with the two stars who have been Ed and Lorraine Warren through this entire mm-hmm. Conjuring series. It's really off the rails, but I think truly, I mean, like, you know, most women, she's insane. This actress, Vera. She's crazy.
Yeah, she is. I mean, the whole interview is this guy, I don't know, the whole thing seems like fairly contentious between the interviewer and the subjects, and like he starts the interview off, the interviewer, what's his name, Mike Ryan, starts mm-hmm. off by saying that it was weird, and that, you know, the second he got on the call, it was basically implied that they were just coming off of a different interview that didn't go well because the publicist said something like, well, that went well. So that sort of set the scene, and the whole thing is him being like, well, I don't, you know, is Mike Ryan being like, well, I don't really believe in this. I don't really believe the devil, you know, convinced this man to kill another man. And Vera Farmiga is like, so do you not believe in spiritual warfare? And he's like, I don't know what you're asking me.
Yes. It's very clear that she has bought hook, line, and sinker into the Warrens, which is like, so crazy to me that these are the people who you are choosing in the year of our Lord 2021 to follow, and like knowing all that we know about them just by a simple Google search,
right.
That she's still positing them as like the, you know, the mom and pop, the humble mom and pop of the, you know, I don't know, spirit possession world or whatever. So
yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, totally. I mean, basically, because, you know, we just told you what this movie is about. The interviewer says, I don't believe that this happened this way. I don't believe that this young man was possessed. And Vera goes off on this thing where she's like, so you don't believe in spiritual warfare, which doesn't really, I mean, really seems besides the point. I suppose you could believe in spiritual warfare and still be like, yeah, but this story is bullshit.
Yeah.
And then she starts talking about some like little girl that got kidnapped and fought off a kidnapper. And so like that is proof, I guess she's positing that is proof that there are negative paranormal forces at play in the world.
it's so insane. It's also like, you're just taking also, I saw that video. I know what she's talking about. It's like, that is like the number one thing that like suburban moms are like, everyone's trying to kidnap my child. It's
right.
Like, it's literally QAnon. It's right next to QAnon. It's like parallel. Everyone's so terrified that their kids in fucking a suburb are going to be kidnapped. It's like the least likely thing to happen. Also, you're taking away from that little girl who like had an insanely traumatic experience and got away, saying it's a fucking demon. What are you talking
right.
about?
Right. I don't see the connection at all.
This, and like all actors, she's on so many pills. She's got to be.
Right. And the irony being, of course, that she's like citing this instance of a girl being kidnapped and fighting off her kidnapper as proof that there are negative spiritual forces at play in the world. Meanwhile, she's portraying and like being, you know, I mean, talk about like amazing PR for this couple that were degenerate, you know, just shitty people taking advantage of their subjects and profiting off of them, and then also subsequently like whatever, what was it? Like grooming and raping a young girl.
Yeah.
And she's portraying this woman and being asked how she like gets into character. She's like, well, she had so much empathy for people.
They were hustlers. They were grifters. It's just like that. You can see that as I do tend to love a grifter, but
sure.
In this case,
until they start, like, you know, R-ing people. That's
reading
where I draw
people's
the line.
Minds. Yes, reading people's minds.
That's what I meant.
I don't believe in it. I don't like it. Yeah, no, it's also like, I mean, I don't know. You can say, I just feel like you can say, hey, I don't know. Maybe I believe in this. Maybe I don't. Or I believe in demons or whatever. But like, I don't think to like do PR for a movie, you have to say whoever you're portraying. I mean, maybe that's the problem with portraying actual people is you do have to be like, no, these people are actually good. It's like, right. Do you have to say that? I don't know.
I don't know. What did Charlize Theron say when she was in Monster?
I'm sure she had some. Well, maybe if like it's because like you have to get the rights or something to their estate, so you probably can't disparage them in any way or something. I don't know how this stuff works. Lawyers who listen to this show, let me know.
Yeah, please drop a comment in the comment box.
Yeah, yeah. It's also twisted. I'm like, this is The Conjuring needs to end. We've conjured enough.
Yeah.
Conjuring too
it's
much.
Been
at this point.
It's been conjured.
It's been conjured, and the first movie was great, and now it's just, like,
yeah,
trash in the wrong way.
Lily Taylor, right, is in the first movie.
She's
love her.
Incredible. Incredible woman.
Have you ever seen Pecker? She's so good.
Yes.
Say anything?
Yeah, everything. Okay. Say everything about her, you know? sorry. Okay. Yeah, I mean, folks, there's, you know, the quality you can have with this podcast and a select few other spooky media outputs. You know, you don't have to lower yourself to these, you know, these
stories. You don't have to degrade yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. Have some self-respect and listen to Goes to Show You only for your...
Only. Solamente. I just got back from Mexico. Used my broken Spanish the whole time.
Huge
baby.
Brag. Yeah,
huge brag. Yeah, I don't recommend this movie. It's like it's not even a fun bad movie. It's pretty boring. Yeah. But you know, I did it for you. And
yeah, thank you for taking that sacrifice for all of us.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Is what I meant to say. You are welcome. And I'm probably going to read more about this case once I get off and be like, oh, here are some insightful things I could have said on the podcast. But you know what?
I do love the Warrens helping somebody get away with actual murder, though. That's good.
Yes.
For them. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, was he convicted? I think he was convicted, but he served 5 years, so he was convicted, but, like, it almost didn't matter, because 5 years is nothing. He was sentenced to 10 to 20.
They were like, because it was your landlord, we understand. We understand.
Yeah, we get it.
We get it.
The rent is too damn high.
It is. Wow. Well, great stuff all around. Great stuff all around.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, this is probably the last you'll be hearing from us until the fall, until we have our season. But of course, follow us on Instagram at Ghosts to Show You. G-H-O-S-T. Oh no, I don't need to spell the whole thing out. Ghosts T-O Show You.
You got it.
Y-O-U. follow us on Instagram. We're going to post about the merch. I mean, buy some merch if you want. Pretty much, I think the profits from that are going to go to helping us like continue to fund this passion project of ours, this vanity project of sorts.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I wish we were, you know, funded by the government. I wish they would take us seriously and say, these girls are doing what needs to be done and kind of, you know, doing the hard work that we don't have the time for because we are bombing other countries. So that's not happening. So we're, you know, it's viewers like you, who we rely on in ourselves. Review, rate, and subscribe always. I know this podcast comes out once every 9 months, but we do appreciate it. Helps
if only
people.
Because it's just so fun to read the reviews. They're all good. I mean, and you know, I can see why.
Well, you all are great. We have the best. We have the best listeners. Yeah. You all are like so patient and sweet and into it, and we love you.
We do.
And we thank you for listening, and we hope to give you all that you want and more.
Very soon. We want to give you the world. And by the way, because we will be out in the field this summer, we'll probably post some little videos on the Instagram page and try to do some stuff. So, you know,
we've got some behind the scenes footage for you all.
Yeah. So tune into that. Buy some merch. Wear the shirt. You know, petition your government. Write your senator about getting Ghost to Show You funded.
Thank you.
And thank you, you loyal listener.
We hope you have a really spooky summer.
Yeah. Tell us also, drop in the comments, which I keep referencing that sort of don't exist, I guess, on the Instagram. Let us know how you're keeping your summer spooky, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
Please. Or if you have any good campfire stories, I just want to know them. And maybe we'll do like a special episode where we read them if more than one person writes in.
Yeah. We'll toast some marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be cute.
It'll be so cute. So, yeah. We love you guys, and we'll see you next season.
Bye-bye.
Ghost to Show You is created and written by Lillian Devane and me, Emily Panic. Production, editing, and sound design is by me. Our artwork is by Paco Park, and our original theme song is by LP. If you like the podcast, please rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, and follow us on Instagram, @ghosts2showyou. Thanks for listening. See you next time.